In our personal prayer, God invites us to rise above ourselves and to become totally selfless, emptying ourselves of our fears, desires, and concerns. He in turn gives us the courage to be with those whom we fear the most, the willingness to complete the tasks we dread the most, and the awareness of the gifts that he has given us to share with others. In today's second reading, St. Paul urges the Philippians not to be anxious. This may seem an unreal piece of advice. There is no way to avoid worrying. We are naturally worried about many things, especially the ones whom we love the most. Paul is not talking about normal concerns. He is talking about anxiety, which can be debilitating and fruitless. Anxiety does nothing to solve problems. It weakens us and makes us more difficult to find a solution to the problems. The root of anxiety is lack of trust in oneself, in others, and in God. Paul urges the Philippians to pray. He is not suggesting that prayer should take place of action. He is not implying that prayers will always be answered the way we want them to be answered. We are to pray for the willingness to do what we can do and to leave things in the hands of God. Then we are to be able to accept what happens as God's will, even though we may not understand it in the moment. We live in a world that is full of social media and newspaper, and through that journalism and news on the social media, it can and is depressing and overwhelming. It creates fear, it creates division, it creates tension, not only in the world, but within the church itself. Wondering, where is the church going? What is going to happen at this synod? I can rest assure you of this much. The synod is not going to change anything that we as Catholics hold and believe to be true. It is about listening to the people of God and where they are at in relationship with God, not so much with the church. But even in the world, we hear about things, we see things, we are overwhelmed and depressed. This is not a matter of thinking about nice things. We are to pursue goodness in all our actions. And St. Paul does say, keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, then the peace of God will be with you. In Jesus' parable of the vineyard, a lot of awful things happen. Evil does not have the last say. Good triumphs. The only way to triumph over evil is with God. In the course of his earthly ministry, Jesus did not answer evil with more evil. He triumphed over evil by good. By being the members of the followers of Christ, the word beloved is written in our heart. In turn, we are called to bring that belovedness not only out of ourselves, but of those around us. Every human life on earth has been enlightened by God. But there does come fear, anxiety, wondering, well, what will I get out of this? That's not the point. We are called to be selfless, not selfish, and self-serving. I continuously in my own prayer life go to a prayer that Thomas Merton shared, and I have read it from this pulpit many times. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone.